Verse 30. Remember when your Lord said to the angels, I will place a representative on earth? They said, Will you place there one who will make mischief there and shed blood while we celebrate your praises and glorify you? He said, I know what you do not know. With this verse in the chapter of the glorious Quran, the most beautiful story of Adam's creation begins. God says, O prophet, remember when your Lord informed the angels that he was going to put his representative on earth? The word malaika, angels, is plural of malak, and comes from the original al-uluka, meaning the role of messenger. Malak means messenger. God the Almighty had appointed malaika, the angels, as his messengers and aids within creation as a whole. The term khalifa implies worthy and deserving. God Almighty told the angels that he would place on earth a worthy representative, so it is apparent that he intended man's existence on earth to be as a representative. This means a creature who has the capability and is worthy of being God's representative in this world. When the Almighty announced this, the angels responded, O Lord, will you put on earth one who would cause corruption, destruction, and bloodshed, while we do indeed glorify you? The word tasbih means affirmation of God's transcendence beyond every possible unworthiness and unpleasantness. Taqdis means acknowledgement of purity and infallibility. The angel said, We do tasbih and taqdis to you. But God replied, I know what you do not know. It is extremely important to reflect upon this verse, for it poses an outstanding question for scholars as to how the angels could make the assertion prior to man's creation that if he were to be put on earth, he would act indiscriminately and cause bloodshed. An answer given to this is that God's angels had already witnessed mankind's previous existence on earth. We know that, according to Islamic belief, there were other humans on earth who passed out of existence prior to our creation. Other commentators conclude that on hearing the word earth, the angels believed that the limited space implied by it would cause conflicts of interest to arise. The word khalifa also means judge, and a judge is only necessary where there is conflict. But never do two enemies who truly believe in justice go to a judge. Therefore, on hearing these words, the angels knew that there was a probability that the creatures being put on the earth would not act fairly, though they then reaffirmed that they glorify and extol God. But it is obvious that the answer God Almighty gives is in a totally different vein. He declares that he knows what they do not know. From this verse, one realizes that the issue of knowledge, ilm, is relevant in the creation of this creature, this representative, and is above and beyond the question of praise, glorification, and worship. Also, God replies to the angels in such a way as to show that whatever the angels said, it was not in protest, but by way of an inquiry for more information about the case. The following verses clarify this further.